Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James talk to your AEW owner and president, Tony Khan, but a must-listen interview to WWE Hall of Famer and legend Medusa right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
It is Women of Wednesday, and we are celebrating Women's History Month all month long. And we thought, who better than one of the most iconic history-making women in professional wrestling ever, legend, Hall of Famer, Miss Medusa is here to celebrate with us. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, everybody. Great to see you.
So good to see you.
Wow. Look at
Pioneer,
this.
Pioneer, legend, goat. Doesn't do her enough justice. One of the best to ever do it.
I've been called a few things, but I will take all of that.
Well, wow. Let me ask you really quick, because Medusa, obviously,
there's nothing quick with you, Dave. There's nothing quick with you.
She already knows the legend.
Actually, if you ask my wife Violetta, she might disagree with you on that one. But you know, when you hear people say words like legend, icon, like, how do you feel when you hear that? And like, you know, because you really are. And I actually said it last hour on the show, as much as we say you're a legend, you're a Hall of Famer, you're an icon, I still kind of feel like in a lot of ways you're underappreciated. I feel like when people talk about the all-time greats, you should be mentioned more. What are your thoughts on that?
So first of all, love the t-shirt. Because that's where it all happened. If we're going to speak legendary, Vern Gagne actually gave me my first big shot. And he was so generous, so good to us women. And I say that because I made my very first $800 check with AWA wrestling Sherry Martel at the Cow Palace. That there starts the legendary purpose of why I got into wrestling. And that was to change the trajectory of women's wrestling, what I saw, what it was, which was great. Women pounding pavement, doing something that they loved, and earning the title to be legendary in the future. Mm-hmm. So for me to follow their footsteps, and become, you know, I feel a woman in this industry that was loud and made exceptional changes and stood her ground and kept her integrity intact, mm-hmm, was one of my main focuses. Absolutely.
Yeah. I certainly think that you've done that. I think that you've gone above and are still doing that. I see you all the time out there, but I agree with David. I think that, you know, especially in today's, you know, wrestling audience, there's not as many people who are familiar with the path that it took to get to where we are. And there's a lot of women being celebrated and, you know, you hear the word goat thrown around or you hear all of these things. And, you know, you look at the changes that you were making and the business was much different back then. And the women, like you said, they weren't highlighted, but there were some really incredible female athletes, but it was all about opportunities and the way it was being presented. But I think that you always made it a point. Obviously, you were killing it. And I, you know, there was a reason why you were of that star status, but there was also these moments that you created that are memorable moments from the trash can to still carrying your championship around, still the champ. I mean, still carrying your, still the champ, but all these things that people still can kind of go back to. But even in like, we had a conversation in an airport when I missed my flight, we were sitting there talking about just like how much the business has changed from then and to now. And it's amazing, amazing to see. But I wish more people were familiar with which now, you know, you can go back and watch a lot of stuff on Peacock and different things and people do some research, but I just wish people were more familiar with, you know, your work and, you know, your whole story, which is great because you have your book coming out, you know, you have your book out and all that other stuff. So, because it was so different then, you know, it really, really was. And it was far less opportunity and it was far less time and you had to make the most of every moment that you had out there.
Yeah, I mean, all of that. We persevered. So
right.
I think every era has its niche and it has its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we grow and evolve. So there's highlights and there's lowlights and mm-hmm. everything. And I feel that everyone that has stepped into the ring went in there for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If it was for their own gain or other purposes, then albeit. However, I truly believe that the majority, the vast majority of women that stepped into the ring had an agenda of wanting to make a difference and enjoy
right.
what they do.
Right.
So in a whole, we're only as good as our team. So
right.
like Dave has here in his team, we're only as good as the equipment. We're only as good as the person speaking. We're as good as the people represent. And I believe that goes for wrestling as well, especially in an era of growing with women had to overcome a lot. And men do too in so many mm-hmm. ways. You know, I think we're losing a lot of our masculinity today and in the men, which is unfortunate, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
Women, I can just go on and on and on. I don't mean to keep over.
No, this is all about you. We're celebrating you.
Oh, hey, it just isn't about all about me. It's
yes,
about
it is.
Everybody.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Bring on a woman every Wednesday just to talk and celebrate them and give them their flowers because they all deserve it, especially, most especially you. You open the door for so many women. Hey, I wanted to ask you because I'm recalling and you know, more reflective for my own career, but for you going to Japan for that first time, like my daughters are in college and I don't hear from them like for a few hours and I start freaking out. And I remember I didn't call my parents for like 14 days because I didn't have a calling card. We didn't have like for you going there at that as an American in a foreign country, what was that like for you? Like, cause I mean, that's kind of where you really became this trailblazer because you were having mm-hmm. these amazing friggin' matches.
Well, it's something that when I thought about becoming a wrestler, it's something I didn't grow up to say, hey, I'm going to be a wrestler someday. Like today, going back to what Mick was saying, Mickey was like, you know, how women have, you know, overcome and evolved and changed. And I think that women back then, it wasn't something that we always saw women doing. So it wasn't something we thought, hey, this is really what I want to do and grow up and be. But now more so, it's looked at as a wonderful career. And you see more and more younger women wanting to become this. So when I stepped into it, I was thinking I'm putting myself through college to be a nurse. So I really wasn't thinking about becoming this wrestler. So once I decided to do this, I jumped both feet in, did my diligence, watched the VHS tapes mm-hmm. and all the women from Japan. I said, that's where I'm going to go. That's what I want to do. And that's exactly what I did. And how I did that was I didn't have anything in the States. I really didn't have a mom and dad figure. I didn't have any siblings. And so it was really easy for me just to pack up and go. Mm. I didn't have anything to lose. Mm. I had everything to gain. So it was awesome going over there. And intermittently about 4 to 6 times before I was offered the 3-year contract on a handshake. And so that was a first of all firsts. And I opened it up with, oh my gosh, there were some great women before me, Leilani Kais, all of them, you know, mm-hmm. that really kind of paved the way for me. So when I did that, I thought this is the route to go and to get respect and to hone my craft. And mm-hmm. so doing that, I had more of a culture shock coming back to the States because I really learned what we were about as Americans. I love America. I'm American. I love everything about it. However, I learned that we are so arrogant and loud and boisterous and demanding. And I was like, wow, what a big difference from Japanese culture to American. And so I know that the fans change every 2 to 3 years. And I knew I needed to get back to the States mm-hmm. and own my area and just reinvent Medusa and come back. And that's exactly what I did. So I didn't have a problem. I did phone calls come, you know, going back. It was easy for me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, Medusa. Yeah. I didn't know that about you.
Wait till you read my book.
Oh, I want to get I want to get into your book.
I'm gonna get my signed copy in LA.
La, la, la,
yes, ma'am.
Your book is down. There we go.
Your book is coming out the 28th of this month.
No, it's already out.
It's out already. It's
been out for like 3 weeks. It hit number one, so I'm very excited.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. And just think, guys. Here's another thing, Mickey, that I think you really, since we're celebrating women, is that I've done this on my own with some great people. A great publishing company, ECW Publishing out of Canada, and a great writer with me, Greg Oliver. And Mickey, you know what is so great about this book? It's not just the book or the title or whoever wrote the foreword, which is Paul Heyman. We'll get into that.
Wonderful.
Too. But is the fact that I don't have a machine behind me to promote it.
Right.
I don't have the WWE or the big right. whatever.
Which is a beautiful thing as well. I mean, I don't have the machine behind me to promote it, so it would stay at number one or
yes.
whatever.
It's going
to
fluctuate.
It's going to fluctuate.
I was happy that it got there so
you
fast.
Own
you know, right
all
away.
Rights to your own story. That's your story. You own all the rights to it, so you don't have to pay a percentage to the machine. Mm. The big percentage to the machine, I should
right.
say.
Correct.
Well, can use this machine. You can use the machine of Busted Open.
You can always use this
the
machine.
Number one sports show here on SiriusXM. So you could use our machine to get the word out of this book because I think it's important. I haven't gotten my copy yet. I apologize because I've already ordered my copy, but it's not coming here until the 28th of March. So I thought that's when the book was coming out, but that's when it's actually going to be delivered to my home.
No worries. But, people are already ordering it and they already get it a week later. So hopefully yours will come.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in LA for WrestleCon?
Yes, ma'am.
Will
I'll be
you
there
have for- the book with you?
Oh, there's hundreds of being shipped. Yes. So
okay, good. Because I'm going to get my signed copy in person.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be selling it, and I'll be the first to. If you have the time, we're having our party at the Whiskey A Go Go on the Sunset Strip on April.
Wait
1st.
A minute, are you really?
Yep, we're having our party, Busted Open party at the Whiskey A Go Go on April 1st.
If that's an invitation, I'm going.
Well, you're welcome to bring the books too and sell the books to our nation members if you want.
That would be amazing.
So, you know, I mean, you know, I'm telling you, pack a lunch because there's going to be a big line of people wanting to buy your book.
Yeah, you sound just like my husband. So whenever my husband and I, we get into this tit for tat thing, right? He'll be like, oh yeah, you better bring a lunch. And I'm like, you better
pack
bring
a lunch.
Dinner. Oh my God, so good.
But
so
you know,
good.
You mentioned something and it just came out that the Bellas are changing their names because they're no longer with the WWE. I'm going to go back to what was it? 1993 when you went to the WWF. I got to say, as a fan, I was so angry and so pissed off when your name was changed, an iconic name already. You built a reputation, you built a name, you know, in multiple companies, and then you go to the WWF and it's a lunger blade. I'm like, who is this person? Why? Well, that's Medusa. Like, how difficult was it for you to build this name, to build a reputation, and then go to the WWF and have to completely go under a different moniker? Was that difficult for you?
No, I knew what it would take to do so, just building the Medusa brand and trademarking Medusa like 40 years ago was the smartest decision I did. Mm-hmm. And helping still to this day, helping kids in our business, educate them that trademarking is important. And so when we did finally speak, Vince and I, we knew that we had to come up with a name. He really liked Medusa. And I told him over the phone, I said, no, I really don't want to use that.
Oh, okay.
I worked so hard for that. And I didn't want to use it. And it went silent. And so before I was hired, I thought I was fired. And I thought for sure that was the end. But sure enough, he said, we'll come up with another name. So he basically let me choose the name, and I was thinking way ahead. I don't know how or why the capacity of my brain thinks this way, but it does. And I was like, okay, I want to be, because back then there was phone books. I was thinking I need to be in the front. So I'm always in the beginning of every book and magazine. And I needed something second. So just in case they tried to change it, I would still be a little bit of secondary. And then I knew I wanted to be a champion. I know this sounds crazy, but I thought of, okay, Alundra Blaze Champion ABC. You can't get by with that. And I thought, this is so good. Wow. And he loved it. Alundra Blaze. That. Something very different, which the name Blaze stuck more than anything.
Right.
You know what I love? That the truth just was told. Now, Dave LaGreca has had hatred since 1993 at the WWE, at Vince McMahon.
And just myself. Like,
just like he did with the sale of Georgia Championship Wrestling and Jerry Briscoe cleared up. Dave's Whoa. All fired up. And then you just tell the truth. And I could just see his like soul leaving. He had all these things that he wanted to go at. And it was just like, Oh, it was her choice.
It was her idea.
I'm sorry,
well,
David.
Think about it, David. Why would I want to give a man control over something I trademarked?
Oh, this is fabulous.
See, this is business.
But you know what? No, but see, no, your explanation and the real life story is awesome, and I completely understand it. I took in, this is where sometimes I'm a blind.
You drank the Kool-Aid. You drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but I like the taste. but you're 100% right. All this time I was angry at the WWF because I was like, they made you change your name. You built up that name and they made you change it. To hear you give
smart.
Yes. And I love it. And this is another reason why people need to buy this book that's available now at Amazon.com. Because you need to know the truth and why things have. Your explanation was amazing. You worked your ass off. That's exactly why you didn't want to let them use your name, because once you let them use your name, they now own your name. So So a lot of wrestlers need to learn that lesson from
they
you
do.
That once you sign that deal, once you sign that contract, you are signing more than just your physical presence. You're really signing over your identity.
Here's another little tidbit, but it's all in the book. So that's the ongoing thing. Hashtag, it's in my book. Damn it, you got to read it. So here's a little thing I'll tell you and share you that's in the book. But the reason why, not only because now, you know, kudos to the women that stuck it out during the whole exploitation of women during this time. However, I knew that the view of women were changing and they're degrading and somehow, and that was my choice. I didn't want to continue to go down this route. So I said, you know, I just didn't like the way women were being represented, what we were promised, or me personally in the WCW and it wasn't happening. So I just said, you know what? It's almost been 20 years. I'm out of here. The end of my contract is 2001. I'm just, here's my notice, you know, peace out. I'm out, you know? So during that time when I wanted to leave in 2001, I got a little, you know, word that beforehand that Vince may be buying WCW, right? And I'm like, oh, hell no. I am not going to stick around and not give my notice and think that my name can be rolled over and used into the WWE. And I'm like, that ain't happening. So I said, nope, I'm out. Gave my, you know, letter and they, yeah, no way. Because I was taking Medusa with me.
When you initially trademarked it, did you do the, I say it the pro wrestler way, where you wrote yourself a letter?
The poor man's trademark.
Yeah.
The poor man's copyright.
And then got it. That's what you did?
What? Not write yourself a letter.
You write yourself.
You write yourself
a letter, self-addressed.
That was a 90s baby. How old are you?
I just turned 52.
Yeah, you're just a baby yet. So that's probably, 90s way. However, there's a little thing people don't know. If you even use a name and it's not trademarked and you have kind of like what you said, maybe a letter, but some type of usage of it showing that you've used it and someone else trademarked that name, I actually can go back and say this was in use and I've already was in the steps of trademarking this. Let me tell you, you would have a battle for your life and I probably would get that trademark over yours.
Right. Nice. Right.
Good. Interesting. Stuff. Yeah. So well, it's very really sticky. Close. It's very sticky.
Yeah. Trademark. I mean, I am familiar with trademarks and I agree. You have to trademark your stuff. It's interesting to me because I go like, well, even with the trademark and they owned it, they wouldn't do just like an in a, like while in use, like while you were under contract, they had the rights to use said trademark, but they didn't own it. Just because
correct.
I
you when, have to have that written in.
Yes, you have to have that written in. But most people don't think this is where we love wrestling and we're so hungry, just wanting to do whatever. You know, you don't think about these things until you realize or whatever. And I'm so great. I have my name trademarked as well, but, and my logo trademarked and all those.
There's so many different steps. Yeah.
You know why though, is because I realized underneath one of my contracts that my real name was trying to be licensed as like ownership of my real name. And I was like, whoa, this is on my birth. Like, this is my real birth name, which I was very fortunate to be able to use my real birth name. But that's where I kind of flagged me and I go, wait, you can't own my real name. You can't own that. No.
They can turn that into a character and trademark it and make it a character.
Right. But well, they don't. Nobody owns it. I own it. But okay. But because of forward thinking like that, and it's just like you were so smart to be able to do that in a time when people weren't thinking like that, Deuce.
Oh, I was looked at like a clown and a joke from the boys, like, what are you doing? I mean, gosh, Mickey, back in the day, I had a promotional packet put together. Like I had my own business cards in the 80s and they were like, oh, who is she?
Who does she think she is with a brain? How dare she?
Medusa, if I could.
Yes,
get off.
Tommy with the man bun.
I'm sorry. if I know you watch wrestling, you're very, very in tune. And I know you're not retired and you're willing to still go out there and have one last match. But is there
only if it's with you and kick your ass and some.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
I will allow that. Me and Mickey are tagging. We could always get a six person.
Dave.
Oh, Medusa, it would be unfair. It would be unfair if you and I went against those two.
He has no athletic ability.
He'd be doing all the work.
Is there a favorite of yours or is there somebody that you're like, man, I wish I could get in the ring with that person?
Of course I get asked that a lot. And so I answer it this way. If I were to get in and have a retire match, who would it be? Of course, my answer is someone that could carry my ass just in case I bump my head and I forget my spot. It'd have to be somebody that, you know, could carry the match.
All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, at this age, hell yeah.
I have a question because you've had such a long career and you've been able to go. And I always think like, oh, there's certain people that you just make magic with when you're out there. And it's just, you know, you go out there and it's just like never a night off. You know what I mean? But it's just a certain sense of magic that the two of you, do you have an opponent like that in all your career that was just like one person who, gosh, I could just wrestle that person every night forever?
There was a few. Of course, there's Bull Nakano, because her and I never really spoke in the ring. We just had that beautiful dance. And so, of course, that was, you know, a couple years of experience as well.
Right.
So, I mean, Leilani Kai was another one. Heidi Lee Morgan's another one. I mean, those women were just so magical in the ring. Just good girls. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Psychology. You know who was really good at psychology and timing? Was Sherry Martel. Psychology was incredible with her, and the timing, she was always at her spot. When she was, you know, all there, Sherry was more or less a brawler than a real technical wrestler.
Right.
So, I mean, so there was just, she was incredible at what she did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Agreed.
Last question, because we have to let you go. We could go for hours talking to you. But you know what? I want to save some for the book, because I want people to order the book. Go to Amazon.com right now. The Woman Who Would Be King, The Medusa Story, available right now. So make sure you go out and buy it. And make sure you buy it now, because you're going to need this when you go to L.A. and you see Medusa to have her autograph it. You need to buy
it. I'll have books there, though.
Okay, but
yeah.
You know, we want people to pre-order. You know what people should have, too?
Book it.
They should buy two, one Ooh. To read and the other to get signed. So you can't read the one you get signed, because then you might hurt the autograph. But last question for me, when you sat down with Greg Oliver to write this book, what was it like to kind of be like in that mindset way, telling your life story? Like, what was that like for you?
I think, you know, Tommy and Mickey, it's like peeling back an onion. Guys, I've been writing my whole story, my whole life, you know, the last 40 years. And I've tried to, you know, want to publish it probably 3 or 4 times, but the timing wasn't right. There's timing in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And is sometimes you push so hard to make something work and it's just not working and we get frustrated. But I believe in that. It's because it's not supposed to, right?
Right.
So oh my gosh. I feel for Greg. He had to speak to me for 1.5 years almost every day. And he knows some amazing stories. And there's a lot of these stories that will go to the grave with me, because this book isn't about shoving anyone under the bus. It's not about, you know, that 5 seconds of fame of bull crap. And it's not about that. It's educational. It's motivating. It's inspiring. There's a lot of great takeaway stories. And I think the most awesome thing about it is a very dear friend of mine, Paul Heyman, to this day, he wrote the foreword to it, and him and I were speaking. He's like, Deuce, what's the title? And I'm like, Paul, I'm torn between two and I just can't pick. And without even hearing the titles, he said, The Woman Who Would Be King. I was like, oh my gosh. Awesome. That is absolutely fantastic. It fits everything about, you know, in every angle. And so basically he came up with the title.
I love that.
Well, there's a short list of wrestlers, you being one of them, that I think has inspired me, that I can honestly say without your career, I don't know if I would be doing this show right now, because you are a motivator. You are inspirational. And I thank you for that. And I hope everybody that's listening to us right now goes to Amazon.com. The Woman Who Would Be King, The Medusa Story. Make sure you buy that right now. Thank you so much for the time. And thank you for being a part of Women of Wednesday.
We love you.
Thank you to all of you. Mickey, thank you for continuing your dream and everything that you're doing. I'm very proud of you, by the way.
I am.
And Tommy, I want to tell you that was the best bus ride ever, speaking to you when we were going to WrestleMania, I think it was.
Hall of Fame.
But I think the world of you.
That's
and
where
Dave,
we hit it off.
Thank you so much for this time and opportunity. And I wish everybody much success. Thanks.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you out in LA. And again, go to Amazon.com, The Women Who Would Be King, The Medusa Story. Thank you so much for the time, and look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, guys. Peace out. See you there.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We are full speed on the road to WrestleMania. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, a SiriusXM podcast. Join me and the Busted Open team every day for the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. It's all leading up to WrestleMania in LA, where Busted Open will be coming to you live April 1st from the iconic Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood. To find out how you can join, stay tuned to Busted Open or on Twitter at Busted Open Radio. Download Busted Open every afternoon on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts. AEW owner and president, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning and thanks for the time.
Dave, thanks for having me on.
As always, and It's been a while, and man, so much has happened over the last few weeks, but even more is going to happen tonight on Dynamite, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So let's get right into it, because tonight looks like it's going to be one hell of a show.
Tonight is one of the most stacked cards we've had all year, and it's going to be an awesome show, I think. I'm really excited about the great wrestling, and in addition to all the huge matches, I think it's such an important milestone for us to have our first international show of 2023 tonight in Winnipeg. It's a big event for us. Anytime AEW does an international event, anytime we go to Canada, and especially tonight being in the hometown of two of AEW's greatest champions, Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega, tonight in Winnipeg.
I got to agree. You got three of the four greatest wrestlers or athletes of all time from Winnipeg. You have Kenny Omega, you have Chris Jericho, you have Don Callis. The only person missing is Roddy Piper, all Winnipeg peeps. Those are the Mount Rushmore of Winnipeg. First of all, how's the weather there? And two, what are you expecting for tonight?
It's chilly, but I think I expect a hot show tonight. Thanks for the setup, Tommy. And I think it's going to be a great night. There's so much on tap in terms of great wrestling. But, yeah, to answer your first question, it's pretty cold up here in Winnipeg. I actually saw something amazing last night. You know, we travel every week to all these great cities, and we've had so many great places we've gone over the years for AEW Dynamite and all of our great events. And last night, for the first time ever, I saw the Northern Lights flying into Winnipeg. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
We've seen plenty of Northern Lights suplexes, but never seen the actual Northern Lights. So that was pretty awesome. And hopefully a good omen for, I think, what can be a great night tonight on TBS at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, for what should be a really great Dynamite tonight.
You know, and Tony, and I always bring this up all the time when we have you on, that obviously you're the owner and president of AEW, but you're always, to me, like just one of the most hardcore pro wrestling fans that I've ever had the pleasure to meet. So what is it like for you, like, to be in Winnipeg for Dynamite tonight, you know, to have a show at the Cow Palace, some of these great venues and some of these great historic cities for you?
Well, it's been amazing. It was great having events in the Cow Palace, but then also it was amazing having our debut event at the Chase Center, and that was one of the best shows we've ever had. It was a really special week for AEW, I think. And now having the chance to debut in Winnipeg, it's another huge, huge night for us. I'm really excited for it. And I think the show is so stacked in terms of big matches and big moments tonight. I believe we're going to bring the fans in Winnipeg a really special debut event and hopefully a great show for all the fans all around the world that everybody can watch tonight on TBS.
Well, one thing I'm looking forward to, Tommy, I apologize, Tommy,
no worries.
is the re-bar mitzvah of MJF. He's been posting pictures of his first bar mitzvah, so I have a feeling this is going to be something special tonight on Dynamite.
I think so. I'm really looking forward to the re-bar mitzvah of MJF. It's a very, very exciting thing to have the world champion out on television, but it's a very unusual circumstance to have the champion appear doing something pretty unorthodox, the re-bar mitzvah of Maxwell Jacob Friedman, the AEW world champion, tonight on TBS.
Last week, we saw Ruby Soho make an important decision. The Outcasts are going to be on Dynamite tonight. Ruby Soho, Toni Storm, and Saraya should be very, very interesting what they have to say tonight on Dynamite.
Yes, it was very interesting hearing some of the psychology behind Ruby Soho's motivations, and I'm interested to hear more from the Outcasts tonight. I think Toni Storm, Saraya, and now Ruby Soho have all come into AEW with great fanfare, and they've all shown that really they're not here to get the love from the fans or to celebrate the love of pro wrestling. Really, they're in it for themselves. And Ruby Soho, I think, is somebody that has been very popular with the fans in AEW, and we saw that's not really what she's all about anymore. And she had some reasoning, and I hate to say it, but at least some of what she said did have some truth to it, and there was some logic, but I think it's too bad a couple of regrettable moments led to Ruby Soho making a pretty harsh decision, and now we've seen Ruby Soho joined up with these outcasts, and they have the potential to really dominate in AEW. You have some great world champion caliber wrestlers in that group, including a former AEW world champion in Toni Storm, along with Saraya and Ruby Soho, and the sky's the limit for that group, I think, and we'll be excited to hear more from them tonight on AEW Dynamite on TBS.
I watched and praised, and please correct me, the show that airs after Rampage, before every pay-per-view. It's kind of a recap show of all the feuds that are coming into the pay-per-view. It aired the Friday before the most recent one, and I love that show. It showed such depth and characters, and like why Ruby had such real personal conversations and revealing parts of herself that I was so invested in her. And I thought, man, this is going to be it for her. She's going to be the woman in AEW. And then when she turned, I was shocked, which it's hard to shock me. And then I always say every wrestler needs their origin story or the reason of why. And when she gave her reasons, like you said, there was some merit to her truth to why she did what she did. I love the fact now that we have clarity on what we're doing, as well as now the group I just saw has a name. And going forward, I think this is going to be a big force within AEW. You personally, because, you know, I know the conundrum of being the owner and bringing these people who are here to stir it up in your company. When you see it on the one side, it's good for ratings. On the other side, it's messing up my locker room. So you have to somewhat deal with that. So what is your like kind of stance on all that? Like, I mean, I feel Ruby's a massive, massive star, and her why had a lot of real reasons why.
Yeah, I think that it was great reasoning, and there's very legitimate reasons why Ruby Soho was upset, but I think they were all things that Ruby could have worked through with the fans. And really, at the end, the fans have always supported Ruby, but there were a couple moments, I guess, where that wasn't true. But I think that deep down, they always did love her. And I think when she saw them choose other people in those moments, whether it was Britt Baker at AEW Grand Slam in the main event in our first ever Grand Slam show, or whether it was the match against Chris Statlander at Rampage, where we saw the crowd really take Statlander's side over Ruby, and we saw Ruby go on to get that huge win, and again, she didn't have that support from the crowd going into the big match. And then this past week, we had AEW Revolution, one of the best events we've ever had. It was a great championship match, but we saw Jamie Hayter is very much the fan favorite. So whether it was on a huge Dynamite, a huge Rampage, or a huge pay-per-view, time and time again, Ruby Soho had these moments where she came close, and when it came down to it, I guess she felt like the fans picked other people. But I think the fans did love her, and I felt like her moment was coming, but she's made a choice to join up with the Outcasts, and I think it's going to be very interesting to hear from them tonight. And, you know, they've really run roughshod over a lot of people in AEW in recent weeks, and they've made a lot of enemies. So certainly that's something to keep an eye on.
And Tony, it's interesting, and, you know, we know this from all sports too. You can build your team through free agency, and we know now that free agency window is open in the NFL, or you can build with the draft. The AEW fan base, as you know, is hardcore, and they really love that homegrown talent. And, you know, Saraya, when she first showed up and she started talking about her accolades outside of AEW, the fan base was firm at that, like, hey, what you did outside of AEW doesn't matter now because now you're here. And, you know, her saying that this is my house, they were quick to say, this isn't your house. This is Britt Baker's house. So it's very interesting to see, like, what's happened with the progression of Saraya, Toni Storm, and Ruby Soho, because your fan base, Tony, really loves the talent that you built from day one.
Absolutely. But I think, really, this is a place where wrestlers can come in, establish themselves, and prove it. Come to AEW, and if you believe you're the best, come here and try to prove it. And we've seen people come in time and time again, and a lot of these great free agents are really accepted by the fans. And I thought that was an exception where, to your point, Dave, we saw the wrestler come in and try to put themselves ahead of the company, and it didn't work. And now, you know, they've resorted to turning on the fans. And I think these outcasts, certainly it'll be interesting to see tonight what they have to say for themselves.
Interesting. And Dave, let me just, because I've seen people being like, oh, Tony's, or even heard wrestlers, Tony favors his originals, or Tony, you know, he, and I'm like, no, because I've been with Tony, if I could share a personal, when a star player was traded, Jalen Ramsey, I was with him, and he was just like, he's a great guy. I wish him nothing but success, but we got draft picks. And we got so, and he was, and then a Campbell went to Baltimore, and he was like, what a great guy, man. I want him to succeed. And then look what we got from it. And it was just this continuous build. And oh, by the way, Jags made the playoffs. So it's how a businessman looks. You can have, and I've watched it on his other business ventures, and I see it pro wrestling. I love the Tony brain. And I just like, I appreciate that, because that's when I said, also as a business owner, it's what's right for business. Correct, Tony?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, those are very kind words. I appreciate it, but that's all true. I really do love our homegrown stars. And I also love when we have a chance to bring in great new talent and make the roster even stronger. And I really believe AEW has the best roster in all of pro wrestling. We've had some people out injured, and, you know, a lot of people have come back in recent months, and it's great to have the roster getting closer and closer to 100%. Certainly, you're never going to be 100% healthy in pro wrestling, just like in the NFL. But I do think for AEW right now, we've got such an exciting opportunity. I'm so excited for tonight's show. For anybody who hasn't seen AEW recently, we're on a great run of shows, and Revolution was one of the best events we've ever done since the company launched, and I really believe it's one of the best wrestling pay-per-views I've ever seen.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.